Soundstripe.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to That's Relatable. Thanks for coming to hang out with me. My name's Brooke, and if you are new to the show, I like to sit in this podcast and just kind of discuss any sort of struggles, concerns, insecurities, just anything that we go through on the day-to-day, in hopes that someone can find encouragement and benefit from it, I guess. So, oh my gosh, you guys, I've got to be honest with you. Like, I should be in bed right now. I am so wildly tired. It's like 10 o'clock at night. But I've just like, I've got this stupidness on my heart right now. And I just like, whatever. So, you know, here I am. I'm going to start talking about a spirit of irritability, or just like, whatever, just being annoyed and irritable and angry and those kind of things right now, because truth be told, that is literally what I'm walking through right now. The last several weeks, not several, but I would say about the last week or so, like, I don't know what is like up, but maybe I'm just like hormonal. I literally don't know. But gosh, I'm just so freaking wildly irritable right now. And I am like seeing the effects of that, like in my day-to-day life, and it is killing me. And I'm just like I thank God literally that I have, or that he's given me wisdom to like understand that those are not feelings from him. But it just kind of puts it in perspective of like how many people walk through these feelings and these emotions and just like don't have clarity on what's going on. And for whatever reason, I feel like I've just prayed about it enough. I've tried to seek God in times where I'm like annoyed. And like, I just feel like it all boils down to like, this is such a distraction that like the enemy will put in front of our face to try and keep us, just distracted from any goodness and any plans that we are supposed to be pursuing or going through right now. And, really just, it's a way to steal your peace and your joy and, distract you from God, pull you away from him. And like I said, if I'm being brutally honest, like, here's one thing, like my disclaimer to this whole podcast, all these rants I go on, whatever, these conversations I have with other people, guests who I might bring on, just whatever, this whole podcast thing, I hope you guys never come here and hope to hear something like some sort of perfection come from me, because if I'm going to do anything on this podcast, it's going to be wildly and almost embarrassingly honest with things I go through, because it is just so put heavily on my heart that when we can be honest about the struggles that we go through, it will bring light and encouragement to those around us. Like, I think there's such a stigma of just like hide how much you struggle. Don't let anybody know that like, oh, you're human, and it's defeating the purpose. Like, there are struggles for reasons, and some are obviously uglier than others, but like, I fully believe that we can't hide them, and we can't act like we're perfect, because we're fully defeating the purpose of why we walk through those struggles in the first place. Not to say they're fun, not to say we want them, obviously, but if we're going to walk through them, I guess my thought is let's at least bring light to them and hopefully help others through them too. So anyways, I'm rambling already, but where was I going with that? Oh, just the spirit of irritability. Like, I don't know what it is, guys. I've just sat here and tried to do like some internal thinking, I guess. And really what it's boiling down to is that irritability comes with pride, impatience, and selfishness. It's what I'm going through right now. Pride in the sense that things aren't going the way I want them to, if I'm being completely honest, like in terms of work, and in terms of like schedule stuff that I want to happen, like time frames of things that I think should be happening in work or in life in general. Progress that I feel like I personally should have made by now in my own day-to-day life. Just like little nitpicky things that I'm finding within my own day-to-day. And I just am like, I'm picking up, like, I just can't get them off of my mind. And it's coming from a sense of just being prideful, like, oh, I know what's best for me. Like, why aren't things happening the way that I want them to happen? Which also then falls into selfishness. And my eyes are being opened to just how much my perspective has shifted on only me right now. And it's an ugly thing. And so, again, I'm just thankful that I feel like God has given me wisdom to decipher that and to just recognize that, like, this whatever you can say, like your spirit of irritability or this emotion of being annoyed 24/7. It's not from him. And so again, I just kind of want to get down to, let's just like compare what actually comes from him and what does not. And so first of all, just as like a quick little definition, I just honestly ChatGPT this really quick, just for a basic definition of what irritability is. And it says that irritability is a persistent state of frustration or annoyance, often triggered by small, triggered by small things. I'm talking too fast and I'm stuttering. Just bear with me, guys. But no, the reason I even wanted to find that definition is because I feel like there is something so important about looking at your struggle and defining it and giving it a name and going through it. And I don't know why, but truly that's how I've always looked at things. It's like, not always, I take that back, not always, but I would say since like my senior year in high school, like I really just had to focus on looking at what I was really struggling with and finding a way to go directly through it rather than just avoid it. And so, like I said, irritability is a persistent state of frustration and annoyance are often triggered by small things. Like that is me to a T right now. But also, like, the reason that knowing that definition is helpful in my perspective is just because then we can obviously compare it to what the fruits of the Spirit is, really. So what are the attributes that God's give us, that God gives us? What does he give us in terms of characteristics? Because it's not frustration and annoyance. But if you look at Galatians 5, 22 through 23, he says that he gives us a spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, how many of those attributes align with annoyance and frustration and anger? And that alone gives me the clarity of, like, personally speaking, like, I feel like this is what I'm walking through right now. And it's nothing extreme. It's not like anything big happened in my life. There's not a bunch of drama going on. It's just literally my day-to-day life, which is even more annoying. But it just shows you that, like, Satan will throw any distraction at you at any time of the day, of the week, whatever's going on in your life. Maybe it's pretty mundane and nothing's going on. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, he's so wildly freaking sneaky that he'll throw these things in your way as a distraction to keep you away from God. Because it contradicts the peace and the patience and the gentleness and, you know, the kindness that comes from the fruits of the Spirit. And so I guess my point in mentioning all of this is, like, one, how do we overcome it when we are feeling all of these emotions? And I guess two, another thing that is helpful is, for me anyways, understanding why would this even be in my life? Like, what would Satan even use this in my life for? Well, to be quite honest, I think it's just a matter of ruining your relationships and unity, right? Like, when we are so irritated and annoyed, it's typically being taken out on other people, right? Or like, oh, poor Mike, bless him, but like I'll snap at him for no reason. And I know I do sometimes, and it doesn't make it right and it doesn't make it fair, but it just goes to show you, like, those are real freaking emotions. And I don't think it's like a sin. I don't think we're like wrong for being annoyed sometimes, but I do think there's a difference of like righteous anger and like convictional anger, right? Like, or like a godly conviction. Like, if you look at the life of Jesus, there was a moment where he was pretty stinking angry, right? Like, he flipped tables and he made it very evident that he was not impressed with the Pharisees and the way that the people were living at the time. So I don't think anger in itself is a sin. I think it's a godly emotion in some cases, but I think when it is used in the posture that it's being used with me personally right now, where I'm just annoyed because I think I know what's best for me and I'm almost putting up a fight against God, thinking, what are you doing? Like, how dare you not give me X, Y, and Z? Like, I really thought I would be at this point in my life right now. Like, I really thought we'd be able to achieve these financial goals at this point in my life right now. And, you know, I really, like, just try to sit and think, where is this anger and irritability coming from, and what's it being channeled to, I guess. And man, as ugly and as embarrassing as it sounds to say, like, it's almost just like an irritation and resentment's not the word I want, but it's just like an aggravation with God. And again, like, common sense tells me, like, who is that coming from? Well, it's not coming from God, right? I think what happens is we get so hyper-fixed on the way that we think we should be living our life, the spot that we should be in right now, the job that we should have right now, the house that we should have right now, the financial status we should have right now, the health and, like, fitness, like, the physique we should have by now. And we don't have it, whatever that it may be. And so we throw a freaking fit. And we start pointing fingers. And we start not trusting God is really what it boils down to. And I feel like even now, like, as I'm sitting here and before I started this, I just, like, took time to, like, just be quiet and alone with God and just try to, like, sort things out where I don't have such an attitude. And he just brings to light the fact that, like, we don't know what we don't know. And what I mean by that and what I feel like he means by that is, like, we don't know how much he's saving us from by not giving us what we are just dying for. We think we deserve something and we want some sort of status or we want some sort of, I don't know, house or job or whatever. We think we deserve it. And he's sitting there saying, well, if I gave it to you, you don't know what would happen. If I gave you all the things you wish you had and you think you deserve right now, maybe it would actually be the thing that kills you. Maybe it's the exact thing that would work against you in your relationship with God. And I've got to be wildly honest. And this is actually a couple months ago when I was kind of, I don't know, it comes and goes. But I was going through this kind of walk again where I was just like, what the crap? Like, I'm so annoyed. Like, how is this where I'm at? And if I'm being brutally honest, like, a lot of times it's in regards to my job. Like, I love my job and I love my students. we bump heads sometimes, like any adult and teenagers probably do. But, like, sometimes I just, I come back at him. I'm like, why am I a freaking teacher right now? Like, as much as I love it, like, shouldn't I be doing something more? And I know that sounds stupid and saying it out loud even sounds stupid. So just bear with me. It's just an internal insecurity I deal with sometimes. And I don't know. And then there's another part of me saying, oh, shouldn't we have, like, a bigger house by now? Shouldn't we be able to do X, Y, and Z? Like, you know, I'm just putting stupid pressures on myself, I guess. But anyways, I without a doubt felt God tell me, like, at one point, just almost like a question, like, okay, Brooke, if I gave you everything that you wanted right now, give you every position you think you deserved, every financial goal, every financial freedom, everything you wanted, would you still come to me? Would you still meet with me? Would you want to talk to me? And truth be told, you guys, like, this was part of, like, the hiatus I had to take from doing my podcast episodes because I was being humbled and I was being, like, I don't know. I feel like he was giving me a lot of wisdom in those off weeks. But, like, at the time, no. Like, had he given me everything I wanted? Like, no. I don't think I would have been pursuing him as hard as I am now. It was almost like I was looking at him as, like, a magic genie. Like, give me all these things. I want all these things. Just come on, like, blah, blah, blah. It's, I deserve them, you know, whatever. Annoying, gross things to even think. And he just made it so obvious that, like, Brooke, like, if I give you everything that you're asking for, one, or, like, even if I make life as easy as you're begging me to make it, like, you're not going to experience my goodness. Like, as much as it sucks to say, like, sometimes we've got to be starved from the things that we think we want and need because it causes us to go back to him and to rely on him and to talk to him. Like, and I don't know if any of this is coming out right or if it's making sense, but truly, I really think sometimes he allows us to go through these feelings of irritability and annoyance and frustration so that we are forced to come back to him and commune with him and like have communion with him and talk with him and hash things out with him and rely on him and realize that, oh crap, we can't do this on our own. Like we have to resort back to going to him. And it's just, it's been a learning experience. I don't know. I guess we'll call it that. A learning experience to just figure out that sometimes these things, maybe he allows these things to happen so that we have reason to refocus on him. And so that it gives us an opportunity to let the Spirit work within us. Like, what a blessing. Like, I'm so thankful that I've even able to address the fact that annoyance and impatience and irritability are not of his ways. Like, I truly just feel like that's the Holy Spirit giving me direction, even though I want to be angry and resentful and mad and whatever. Like, his Spirit is still with us and still guiding us. And he just gives us that reiteration that, you know, these are not qualities of me. And you don't have to live with this annoyance and this frustration and this anger when you redirect your focus back onto me. But right now, you're being so hyper-focused on yourself and it ain't coming off good. I don't know, guys. I just think that sometimes we get wildly, unintentionally, maybe sometimes, but just wildly selfish. And we forget that there's such a bigger picture. Like we have such pride in thinking that we know what's best for ourselves. In the grand scheme of time, like we are like nothing. Like our lifespan, like I heard this off of a Jackie Hill Perry podcast app, actually. If you guys haven't heard of her, you need to go look her up. Dude, she's got some really freaking good messages. But I did. I heard her message on pride. And she's like, who do you think you are? Like, you weren't here when God made the universe. You weren't here when he created man and when he made, you know, the moon and the stars and everything. Like, who do you think you are to come up to him and tell him what's best for you? It's just a perspective shift to you know, kind of put yourself in your own place, saying that you have no reason to assume authority over what God is saying. And if he doesn't think we're my, for example, in my case, if he thinks I'm meant to be right where I'm at right now and not in a different position without, you know, not in a different home and whatever, have Mike and I and our family being where we're at, like that is all, I just have to trust. Like that is all for the goodness of our well-being and our lives and our relationship with him. It says somewhere too, and again, you guys already know I'm horrible at memorizing verses, but it says that God will work all the things out for the good of those who love him or something along those lines. So sorry that I butcher those sometimes, but I have to fall back to that verse sometimes and just remember, like, he's working it out for my good. He's working it out for the good of my family, for the good of my marriage, for the good of my kids. And for whatever reason, I don't get to know the details. That reason probably being because I'm not God and I don't need to know other reasons. And that's where our trust and our faith just has to come back into play. But again, I feel like Satan will keep such an irritated, just like angry, annoyed spirit over us so that we can't focus on what God is trying to tell us and the truth that he's trying to tell us. And you know what else I'm starting to realize? Whenever I'm really, really starting to pursue God and I'm on like a good streak and we are having alone time and just I'm really diving into his word and things are going well, it's when he freaking the enemy, Satan, whatever, he'll come out of nowhere and just freaking double down and smack me with some sort of distraction and crap. But on the flip side of that, it just reiterates that I'm on the right track. You know, if I'm pursuing God and he's moving in my life and I'm moving in directions that I feel like he's calling me to and those distractions come, that's kind of just like a reiteration that, or a confirmation, I guess, that, yeah, I'm moving in the right direction. Because if I wasn't, you know, Satan wouldn't be trying so hard to distract me and to pull me off of this path. And so maybe that's something you guys can take with you too. I don't know if that even makes sense, but maybe that's something you could take with you too, in the sense that the more you're being attacked, the more you feel irritable and angry and annoyed, impatient, things that are not the fruits of God, the fruits of the Spirit, consider that like a good thing. Consider that a good thing because that just means you're headed in the right direction. When you're headed in the right direction, I truly believe that Satan will come up tenfold. He'll start trying to distract you all that much more. And not only that, does he come to use it as a distraction, but he just comes to take our joy and our, just to make us, you know, feel more forgotten in a way. Like sometimes when I get so stuck in this irritability, just kind of annoyed, prideful, selfish mode, it almost is like I start looking at God like, do you even care? Do you even like care what's going on? Do you just want me to sit here and just not enjoy where we're living and whatever, just X, Y, and Z? Do you want me to just not enjoy any of this and just be upset? And ew, what like an annoying, like, again, saying that out loud, just it's good for me because it brings to light just how wildly off track that is. But hopefully it's something you can take away too. Like it just, it creates that division automatically between us and God, that separation where if you're already growing in your relationship with him, like that's a threat to Satan, obviously. And so he's going to throw anything in the direction of you guys, to try and separate you. So now that we've kind of hashed out irritability, how do we combat it, right? How do we get past it? How do we overcome it? One thing that I have had to do is swallow my pride. And like the first thing I do, as wild as it sounds, like 1 minute I might be irritable, angry, annoyed. The next second it's brought to my light or like brought to light that I'm in those moods or I'm dealing with those emotions or whatever. And the next minute I'm sitting there and I'm trying to repent and I'm just asking for forgiveness. And kind of like one of my last episodes, I've talked about just like overcoming shame. Sometimes I just let myself sit there because I think I deserve it, to act like a snotty little brat and then just automatically be like, nope, okay, sorry, huh? Let's just keep going. It feels weird to me. Like it feels like I deserve to sit in that punishment and be like, oh, you idiot. You shouldn't have acted like that. You know better. God doesn't want us to do that. And so really to combat irritability, I think we have to just go in prayer and confession and like admit when we're irritable, admit when we're wrong, just go to God, even with that anger and just say, hey, like I'm dealing with this. Can you please take it from my heart? Can you please cleanse my heart and my mind and my spirit from whatever's going on and why I'm so angry? I can't even pinpoint it, but can you just take those distractions away from me and help me get clarity and to see your goodness and to just trust in you and to lay down my pride. Things along those lines. I'm constantly just trying to bring it to light and bring it to surface to hand over to God so I don't have to carry those burdens of being so irritable anymore. The next thing we can do is just abide in Christ. It says in John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. So again, I'm running back to him. I'm saying like as if I run back to him immediately. Guys, it takes me a second. Like I said, don't expect perfection from me. If you come here to try and pick me apart and find ways that I'm not a perfect Christian, well, hey, you're at the right place because it's not like I'm great about making corrections right away. But long story short, it just goes back to where it says in John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. So I have to bring it to surface. I have to realize the irritability, pray against it, and then just partner back up with God and fall back into him and say, here I am, regardless of the annoyance and the things I'm dealing with, God, I know you're bigger than all of that. And see my heart that I don't want that, right? Shift it back onto him, shift your perspective completely back onto him and back to just serving others and serving him and refocusing on the fact that like this life is not meant to just like please us. That's not why we're here. We're not here to just have like a ball and then just go to heaven and yeehaw, great for us. Like we are here to serve. And so trying to make that adjustment and that shift in my perspective, you know, it's just another way to try and combat it. It's not like it's going to be the easiest thing to do. Another thing is just getting in your word. I'm not going to lie, when I'm annoyed, the last thing I want to do is get in my word. You guys, I wonder if you've heard that song, Hard Fought Hallelujah, that's like blown up everywhere right now, and I'm freaking pumped about it, actually. But it's by Brandon Lake, and he just recently did like a collab with Jelly Roll on it. And so Actually, it's been on like a lot of different shows. Like I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel. It was on American Idol. It's been on the CMA Awards, I think. Whatever. It's like a Christian song that's gone huge. But when I feel these annoyance, kind of irritable feelings, the last thing I want to do is go sit and read my Bible and pray. I'm just being completely honest with you. And it kind of reminds me of that song because it's like the hard fought hallelujah. Like it's not always going to be an easy journey with God. It's not always going to be like, oh, yay, I'm awake. The birds are chirping. Yeehaw. Like, woohoo. Like it's not always happy go lucky. There are going to be periods in your walk with God where it is going to feel hard. And it's going to be like, you don't want to go, maybe you don't want to lift your hands in worship today. Maybe you don't want to sing praises today. That's where you have to realize that again, it's not about you and it's not about our emotions. And this whole like, oh, this is such an off topic that I can't, like, truly, this will be another episode at a different time. But like this whole like, oh, you do you. If that's what you feel makes, then you do it. If it base everything off your emotions. Like that's not what we're called to do. So regardless of the fact that maybe I don't feel like praying right now, and I probably don't want to wake up early to read my Bible, I'm going to try my freaking hardest to do it anyways, because I'm not going off of my emotions, knowing that my emotions are up and down and left and right. And they're not, you know, like, what's the word? They're not permanent, right? I can't go off of this annoyance and irritability thing I'm going through and just say, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it anymore. Like, hello, he gives us a spirit of self-discipline. So I'm going to at least try to pursue and use the attributes that I know he gives us. So again, try to go back to your scripture, try to get in the word, even if it's just not like, if you're not feeling it, dude, I swear something about being in his word, like will just bring you some sort of life. I don't even know how it works clearly, but it's just literally the word of God. He'll do things that don't even make sense. And then again, you could do accountability. That was another thing, like talk to someone about it. I'm not going to lie, I'm bad about that unless it's Mike. Like I'll talk to Mike about pretty much anything. Like he, trust me, the boy knows if I'm irritated. So typically he's my accountability partner. I'm guilty of trying to keep things in and just not communicate well if I'm annoyed, but, we've been together for, oh my gosh, like 8 years now. So pretty comfortable with him. But anyways, getting accountability partners, whether that's a best friend or a husband or wife or spouse, whatever, being able to talk to them about it. But again, I think the biggest thing that I feel is effective is, for me personally anyways, is just I sit there and just like genuinely speak to God about it. Like I don't show up in a prayer that's so fancy and like, oh, I don't know. I can't even make it up right now. But like sometimes you hear like, especially the older people, I feel like pray and it's so fancy and proper. And it's like, let me tell you what, God, if I'm irritable and I'm struggling, I'm coming to you the way I am. And I got to believe that makes him happy. Like truly, I think that brings glory to him, knowing that we can come to him in any state of our mind and just know that we can trust in him with whatever we're going through. So really, I feel like just going to him, asking for the Holy Spirit to be active in your life, just asking again for him to renew your mind, your heart, give you a spirit of peace and joy, and you know, refocus back onto him. I think that's huge too. Yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't know if anybody else deals with this. I don't know if it's just me. Truth be told, I think it's probably moms more than anything. Aside from just like work and things that I selfishly want, it's like you come home and freaking A, you could have worked the whole night before to clean up the house and the kitchen and whatever, and come home from work the next day and it looks the exact same, right? Like that's something that irritates me sometimes. And again, then I have to shift my perspective of like, oh my gosh, what a freaking blessing it is that I have kids and a family to clean up after. Like truly, as cheesy and cliche as that sounds, like I really say that to myself and instantly my perspective changes, because Lord knows that's like the biggest, best blessing of my life is to have my family. And so really, I think to change your perspective and just like realign your mind with how God thinks and how he speaks is huge to combating irritability. So anyways, I just want to give you guys encouragement. If you're dealing with that kind of thing, if you're not a stranger to being annoyed, like, constantly, just know you're not alone and know that it's normal. It doesn't define you. It doesn't mean that you're far away from God. It doesn't mean that you're a bad Christian. It just means you're freaking human. And the sooner you can realize it and the sooner you go to God, like, the sooner he cleans it up. And so don't walk around carrying it, assuming that it's going to fix things in your life, because it does not. I'll tell you first thing, it does not. If anything, it just creates more chaos and more separation from God and more distractions. And it can be a vicious cycle, guys, if we're not careful to catch it and try to address it. But just know we have the power to respond differently to it. We have the power to take it to Christ and say, I'm struggling. This is ugly. I'm not feeling it. No offense, but this is where I'm at. Like I said, I really think that just brings him joy and glory to know that we can come to him and we can fully just give our burdens to him, and he's happy to carry them. And he loves us so much that it's not a burden for his kids to come to him and to vent. You know, I think of it in the basic perspective of my own kids. Like, Bo is obviously 2. He's still a little toddler, so it might not be the same for him quite yet. But Bristol, she's 5, and she has good and bad days, and maybe something went, you know, wrong in her eyes at preschool. And, like, if she were to come to me and just to vent, like, I'd be so thankful that she was able to trust me with those emotions and those feelings. And so, truly, I just feel like God has that same perspective of us when we go to him and we vent and we bring him into the picture and just ask him for that help. So maybe take a second to, I don't know, if you're going through irritability or annoyance right now, just take a second to identify and call it by its name. Where is it coming from? So again, I'll admit mine comes from, like, a sense of, like, impatience and pride and ego, thinking I know what's best. And let me tell you right now, clearly I don't. I'm not that dumb to think that I genuinely know what's better than God. Like, obviously, but I deal with those emotions sometimes and wonder what the crap's going on. But I think when we can take a second to just, like, identify where the irritability is coming from, it loses the, I don't know how to word this, but it doesn't steal your peace as much as it does when you're just living in avoidance. If you're just acting like, oh, I'm fine, whatever, it's not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. No, call it by its name. You're irritated where you're irritated at. The sooner you can identify it and the sooner you can take it to God, the sooner you regain your peace. And just, I don't know, like I said, try to get into your Bible, try to get into scripture. Easier said than done. I'm with you on that. I get you. But yeah, just know that you don't, I guess, have to stay stuck in that spirit of irritability. You don't have to stay annoyed. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like a choice, and sometimes it's just like, oh, nothing's going my way. Like, I can't help that I'm annoyed. But again, we have to remember that our emotions are fleeting. Like, they're not what's the word I'm trying to look for? Like, a phrase. It's not the one-all be-all. Is that a phrase? I can't remember. But it's not permanent, right? They're up and down. They're left and right. So we can't let our emotions dictate our lives that much. We have to be able to be self-disciplined, recognize what's going on, and take it to God. You know, when we can kind of focus on what's really going on and what's really at hand. So, I feel like that was good for me personally to just hash out those emotions, but hopefully it's good for you guys too, truly. Like I said at the beginning of this, like, I just think there's a lot of power in being able to discuss things we struggle with. Like, I think my goal from all this is just to kind of break the stigma on having to be hush-hush about things that you struggle with. I'm not saying we need to be whiny and go complain to people about it. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I do think we're naive to assume that we're the only ones going through whatever struggles we're going through. And truth be told, like, I really, really feel like our mindset is just a battlefield for, like spiritual warfare. Like, again, here I am with a verse that I don't remember. I actually have this one wrote down somewhere. If I can find it, that'd be cool. But it says that we are not in a physical war. But we're in a spiritual world. Okay, I gotta look this up. Hold on. Okay, there it is. I found it. It's Ephesians 6:12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places." And that's the ESV version of it. But basically, to me, that just means like we're not fighting against a physical war. Obviously, we're not in like a physical battle right now, but we are in such a spiritual war. Like, to me, that means our mindset. That means what we're allowing Satan to convince us of and what we're not. What we're allowing to God to have control of in our lives and in our minds and what we're not. And so, I just think that's important to realize that these things we go through, irritability in this case, that is a tactic used against us in a spiritual war. Like it just is. And so in my perspective, we've got to be well equipped to address it, to recognize it, and to then combat it. And so I'm blabbing now and I'll wrap this up, but long story short, I just hope you guys found some sort of encouragement or, just something to help you kind of combat those spiritual, wars, I guess, if you are going through the same kind of annoyance and irritability thing that I have faced, and that I'm facing right now, as I'm kind of walking through it right now. So, all right, you guys, I'll wrap it up there. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. As always, I hope you loved the episode. I hope you learned something from it or just were encouraged. And I would love for some feedback and some reviews. If you guys could do that, that'd be awesome. So thanks again for hanging out. You guys are awesome. I love you to pieces. We'll do this another time. See you guys later.